Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a time when you went to a wedding in IELTS speaking. In the IELTS speaking exam, candidates are assessed based on several criteria, including fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. One common topic that may appear in part two of the speaking test is describing a time when you went to a wedding. This topic allows examiners to gauge your ability to recount experiences, use descriptive language, and employ a variety of tenses. Questions about attending weddings are popular because they touch on universally relatable experiences and provide opportunities to explore cultural practices, emotions, and personal reflections. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, the examiner will ask questions about yourself and a range of familiar topics. Here are some common questions related to weddings. Do you enjoy attending weddings? Have you ever been a bridesmaid or groomsman? What are weddings like in your country? Do you prefer large or small weddings? Here is a sample question and answer for this part. Examiner, do you enjoy attending weddings? Candidate, yes, I absolutely love attending weddings. They are such joyous occasions, full of celebration, laughter, and emotions. I particularly enjoy seeing the bride and groom's excitement and the coming together of families and friends to celebrate the couple's love. Part 2. Long-term. In Part 2, you will be given a cue card with a task to describe. You will have 1 minute to prepare your response and will need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Cue card example. Describe a time when you went to a wedding. You should say whose wedding it was, where the wedding took place, what you did at the wedding, and explain how you felt about the wedding. Sample answer. One of the most memorable weddings I attended was my cousin Sarah's wedding. The wedding took place in an idyllic countryside venue, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene lake. The ceremony was held outdoors, under a beautiful arch decorated with flowers. In the morning, I helped Sarah with her final touches, and later, I was part of the bridal party, walking down the aisle ahead of her. The vows exchanged were truly touching, and it brought tears to many eyes. After the ceremony, we enjoyed a fantastic reception, decorated exquisitely with a rustic theme. There was a lot of dancing, laughter, and delicious food. I felt an overwhelming sense of joy and happiness witnessing Sarah and her husband tie the knot. It was a day filled with love, bliss, and heartwarming moments. Follow-up questions. Examiner, how important are weddings in one's life, in your opinion? In my view, weddings are extremely important because they symbolize the union of two people in love and the beginning of a life together. They also serve as a beautiful occasion for families and friends to come together, reconnect, and create lifelong memories. What wedding traditions are common in your culture? In my culture, there are several traditions that are integral to weddings. For instance, the bride and groom often wear traditional attire, and there is usually a ceremonial exchange of vows and rings. Additionally, a grand feast is prepared, and there are various rituals that symbolize prosperity and happiness for the couple. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of weddings. Discussion questions. Examiner, do you think the way weddings are celebrated has changed over time? Candidate, definitely. Over the years, the way weddings are celebrated has evolved significantly. In the past, weddings were often simpler and more traditional. Nowadays, many couples opt for more personalized and lavish celebrations. There's also a trend towards incorporating multicultural elements to reflect the diverse backgrounds of couples. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. Idyllic, idyllic, especially of a time or place, like an idyll, extremely happy, peaceful, or picturesque. Example, the wedding venue was in an idyllic countryside setting. Serene, arene, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Tranquil. Example, the lake added to the serene ambiance of the wedding ceremony. Rustic. Rustic, characteristic of rural life, simple and homey. Example, the reception was decorated in a charming rustic theme. Bliss. Bliss, perfect happiness, great joy. Example, the couple was filled with bliss on their wedding day. Examiner's advice. Practice regularly. Aim to practice speaking English every day, focusing on fluency and coherence. Expand vocabulary. Learn and incorporate new words that are relevant to common IELTS topics. Use a range of grammar. Make sure to use various tenses and complex sentences to showcase grammatical range. Stay calm and confident. Stay relaxed during the exam, and don't be afraid to pause briefly to collect your thoughts. Internal links. For further practice on describing personal experiences and improving your descriptive language, you can refer to: describe a time when you attended a special celebration. Describe a time when you felt excited. Fly by the seat of your pants. By following the tips and example answers outlined above, you can improve your chances of achieving a high score in the IELTS speaking test when describing a time you went to a wedding. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.